Welcome to your midweek moment, keeping you nourished till Monday with a bite-sized episode. Enjoy your hump day treat.
Yippee! This little mini-app is going to be dedicated to love letters.
Cute.
Which is fun.
That is fun.
Because I was recently going through some of my things and I found some.
Oh, cute.
Which is nice. And I thought the people might want to have a listen because they're pretty cutie.
Okay. Go on then. Give it to us.
All right. So the first one is a bit sappy, but cute.
I think that's typical from like young love, isn't it? It's a bit like.
It's very like romanticized and like, how cute can I be?
And you just get what you like. Your kind of knowledge of love from movies and shit like that. So it is a bit like dramatized.
And you're eager to like impress and whatever. I'm glad that I kept these. Okay, first one goes like this. Hi there, cutie, with a little smiley face drawn.
Cute.
I'm not sure what to write because I have so many things to say and only one sheet of paper.
Oh, wow.
Good use of paper. Good use of space.
Yeah.
And now by the way, they didn't fill all the paper. I'm so glad that we keep in touch so often despite this shit distance. I really do believe that we will be together in the future, whenever that may be, but I know it will happen.
Whenever the future may be?
Well, like whenever that will be in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha.
I really appreciate how good you have been over this past month and you have helped me so much and I will always love you for it. I actually don't know who wrote this.
They're just out there loving you and you don't even know who it is.
This is so long ago. I'm very disappointed that I won't be able to talk to you in the next few days, but I'm sure you will have an amazing time. So I must have been going somewhere. Oops, I just spilt water on the page. My bad. I miss you so much, Maxine. The last few days I've been thinking about you heaps. I think I'm going to kidnap you soon. Haha. That way I won't have to wait for you to reply and I can just see you in person. Oh my God, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It escalated so quickly.
Well, he's in love.
Yeah.
We will definitely have to have another phone date soon. They are way too few and far between each other. Talk to you very soon, beautiful. Thinking of you. Love, heart. XOXOXOX.
That's quite funny, isn't it?
Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Except for the kidnappy bit.
That's pretty full on.
Like, if that's your approach to love.
That's not how it works. All right, I do have one more that I would like to share.
Good.
Very thoughtful, this one. And I definitely know who wrote this. All right, so dear Maxine, personal classic. Already.
Yeah. Straight to the heart.
Straight to the heart. He used my name. Not sure how to start this or what I'm going to write. We haven't known each other all that long, but you've meant a lot to me. I feel like I can trust you and tell you anything, which I've never been able to do with anyone else. Whether we stayed up to 3 a.m. barely talking on the phone or on a boat going down a river, I appreciate and enjoy every moment we spend together. I've never been the best with words, but as you know, I'm pretty good at being corny, so here goes.
Alrighty.
He's written me a poem.
Buckle in, people.
Buckle in. September 23rd started like any normal day, but by the end I'd meet a girl special in every way.
Oh.
I didn't know what would happen or what we might find. All I know is that you were always on my mind.
Oh, nice.
So thoughtful. That night, I have to admit, I couldn't remember your name.
Is this still the poem?
Yeah.
Okay.
But with your beauty, how was I to blame?
Oh, yep. There it is.
There it is. A little while later, you'd become my girlfriend, something I thought and wished wouldn't end. Spoiler alert. Oh, that's a bit savage. Okay. So, even though it did and it caused me some heartache and pain, I would go back and do it all over again. Yeah, this is post-breakup.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, this makes me feel bad. Because I'm so happy and glad that we would meet. I never knew someone that could be so sweet.
Oh.
I could never say anything about you that would be mean, because there's no one that's meant as much to me as you do, Maxine.
Oh. He rhymed your name.
He rhymed my name. Oh.
The only thing I would be able to... Maxine, vaccine.
And what did he do? Mean. Good mean. One. Maxine, mean.
Yeah, I mean, it worked, I suppose, yeah.
Because there's no one that's meant as much to me as you do, Maxine. Oh, yeah, but he did mean. Yeah, gotcha. That is very, very sweet.
Is that the end of the letter, or does he say something post-poem?
No, that's it. And then he just says love, heart, and then his name. But we're going to not tell the world who that is. But that's very, very cute, isn't it?
Especially, like, after
breakup. To be honest, I forgot that was a post-breakup letter.
And what did he, like, send it to you in the post?
Well, it's handwritten.
Yeah.
So I think he gave it to me. I think we hung out, like, once after we broke up.
Yeah.
And then he gave it to me. And when I went to break up with him, I was crying. And he went and got me ice cream.
Oh.
Now I'm like, fuck.
Now you're like, so are you single?
No, he just got married, actually. So we're happy for him.
Yeah, good for
him. He's living his best life. But, yeah, the heartstrings, well and truly pulled.
Yeah, that's...
What a sweet man. That's so beautiful.
I'm going to have to... I have some love letters, too, that I need to...
Do you?
Find. Well, it'll be in my, like, box of...
Box of goodies.
Or whatever, so I need to go through that. But if I find them, I'll have to read them out. Well, thanks for sharing those letters with us.
And no worries.
Thanks to the poets and the... Aww. Wordsmiths that wrote those.
I know, that's so very sweet.
So cute.
Yeah, I'm so happy I kept those, because that's such a fun thing to listen to. And yeah, I mean, if you guys have love letters, can you send them to us?
Yeah, particularly like young ones. I mean, yeah. Any kind, but they're quite funny, just what you like your little young brain comes up with.
What's
like
my little teenage self doing?
And it's so
falling in love.
Like so much more unfiltered kind of when you're younger, yeah. I suppose.
Like you haven't been like tainted by the world yet.
Yeah. Innocence. Well, Max.
Yeah.
I feel like you've got a few pending
matches. I do. You have
matches.
Shall we go through them?
Yeah. So hinge matches.
Let's go through them. We're going to read out the profiles, as in like what their descriptions are and stuff, and then we're going to decide if it should be a match or not.
Absolutely, because you need to get through them, girl.
Yeah.
There's dates to be had. There's matches to be made.
We got 28 currently sitting at pending.
Ooh, popular. Oh.
But the thing is, like most of them are probably not going to be a match, but yeah, let's clear some. Okay, so this first person, the... prompt that they have used, let's call them A, shall we?
Sure.
My self-care routine is meditation, reading, swimming and sauna.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, we can get behind that.
Yep.
So his profile picture is him holding a beer, smoking.
Oh, that doesn't really match.
No, it doesn't. And then his other photo is him in high vis in a truck, and then we've got him in the backyard holding like a shovel thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. My simple pleasures. Spending time with fam and friends, strength training, boxing, morning jogs and swims, and a quiet night at home watching movies.
With a ciggy.
Oh, he's grown a mustache in his next one. Most spontaneous thing I've done, quit my job and went travelling around Europe. Ditto.
Oh, cute. Yeah,
did that as well.
Yeah.
And then we've got another photo of him and he's wearing a harness. So he goes climbing, I think.
Cool. So he does sound like he gets out and about and does a fair bit.
He does, yeah. He does do some things. Physically, this person's probably not for me.
Yeah, okay.
and I'm just not really into the first photo.
Yeah.
It's a bit like too homey-like for me. So thank you very much, A, but goodbye.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Oh, shit. This is – okay. So the first photo is him – he's like laying down on a bed and he's looking into the soul of the camera.
Yeah, it's like a very like headshot. So
it's a headshot of him looking into the camera.
It's intense.
It's like if you were laying beside him, that's what you'd be seeing.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly like that.
This is the experience. Okay, his prompt that he's used. Do you agree or disagree that we change through conversation, not censorship? Taking time for personal growth is essential. We can grow together in a partnership, but we must also grow individually. That's fucking deep.
Damn, my hungover brain is trying to process what was just said.
I think you're saying like that you need to grow together and separately for a relationship to work, which ultimately I agree with.
Yeah,
I think it's a bit strange the way he wrote it, but that's fine.
Cool.
Okay, he's got a photo of some water and plants.
Okay, so just a scenery shot.
Just a scenery shot. Okay, I'm looking for. We the same if you got competence.
If you got competence.
Loyal.
Yeah.
Inner beauty. Intelligent. Respect. Trust. Independent. A good challenger. Passionate. Ambitious. Caring. Chemistry. I'm sensing that English isn't the first language of this person. I like the general gist of what he's saying there. But I think this is a case of just like, just take 2 seconds to have a friend look it over and fix it up for you.
Yeah.
It's going to go a long way.
Yeah. And I guess that's quite a lot of
a lot of things.
Yeah. Listed a lot of things.
So if you're not all of these things, don't even apply.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it is like that or if like he's like, you know, just tick a couple of the boxes.
How many is appropriate?
Yeah.
Then he's got a photo of him skydiving, which is pretty cool. I respect that. The one thing you should know about me is I don't shy away from uncomfortable conversations.
Nice.
I would expect that from the way that he's written his profile. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, then we've got a video of a flood. Literally, it's just a road that's flooding.
Oh. Like rain.
Like rain and flood, okay. Oh, good Lord, that's a video. So it's him in the car and the phone is like down below him and he's looking down at it and I thought it was a photo because he's ever so still, but it moves.
Yeah. It is a bit intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it also, he's not saying anything or doing anything.
No, he's just doing weird eye contact. Oh, he's and done a head nod.
Yeah.
Nah. Sorry. That's that is not it. All right. Third, last one. Let's go.
Give it to us.
All right. Let's call this person S.
I hope it's a match, Max.
Well,
I want a match with
someone.
So far,
it's not looking too bad. All right. So one of my little prompts is, one of my favorite things is to dance to R&B music.
Yeah.
And he's coming with the line like solid vibes with little sparkles.
Cute.
So that's fun. His first photo, he's standing by a lake, he's bearded, he's wearing some nice glasses and a cap.
Yeah.
He looks all right. Oh, I think there's a voice note on this. Let's see if we can listen to it. All right. It's
I'm weirdly attracted to goofy, silly, funny girls that are a little bit shy but deeper down, very confident in themselves. I love to laugh. That's what I live for. There's definitely times when things need to be serious and things need to be said, but honestly, it's about just playing and having fun all the time for me.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
Yeah, I quite like – I mean, it was a bit specific about – but I kind of like that he likes a goofy girl and even like the detail of that being a little bit shy.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet.
I don't
know.
Yeah. I did find it funny how he's like, I live to laugh. And
monotone.
Yeah, like I guess it's always hard to like talk into the microphone and stuff. But no, I generally like that, and it's nice to be able to hear the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I go crazy for life experiences, traveling to new places, quality time with loved ones, dancing, sunset swims, discovering familiar energies, eye contact, deep conversations, laughing so hard you make weird noises.
Mm-hmm.
I can get behind that for sure. He's got another photo of him out on the water. So that's good. Seems like he gets out and about. Like that. My simple pleasures, sand beneath my toes after food naps, sharing a moment with people.
That's cute.
Nice. Quite a wholesome kind of person.
Yeah.
I would say. my greatest strength, undefeated in UNO and super present, yet fun in all of life situations.
Undefeated, like never lost in UNO?
He'd be someone who'd slap you with a plus four card.
He's probably got like five off his sleeve.
Yeah. Is there like a trick to this? Okay.
Uh-oh.
This is what happens. It's all good and they put one photo that can kind of derail it.
Yeah.
So he's done a photo with kind of crazy eyes and he's poking his tongue out.
Yeah, it looks a bit erratic. And it's just one of those pictures where you're just like,
just leave it off. Don't put that on.
Like, are you not seeing what everybody else is seeing? Like, that's not the one, my friend.
It's not the one.
And it's fine to put like a goofy pickup, like,
oh yeah,
all for that.
Leave it up.
But just know the difference between a fun, goofy one and a weird one.
So I think we're going to match with him.
Yeah.
Because the rest was good.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just keeping an eye on that weird, goofy photo. So let's go ahead and match.
Nice. Oh, I'm so glad we ended on a high.
I know, me too. Because there's plenty of lows out there.
And usually it's like, you get through it like six or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're like, finally, someone that I'm like, and by that point, you're kind of just like, fuck, I just need to have a match.
Oh, boy.
Beggars can't be choosy.
No, they can't.
All right. Well, thanks for going through Hinge with us. We'll have to keep helping you get through those matches.
Maybe next time. Bye.
Bye.